Hi there, Neville here. It's Saturday, July the 18th, 2009, and early morning, well, early-ish, 8 o'clock, I'm on the road to Cardiff for WordCamp UK, and I've stopped on the M4. Actually, I'm not sure where I am, actually. Somewhere between Swindon and Bristol. I'm about 70 miles from home. For a bit of breakfast, a nice Marks & Spencer ham and mustard sandwich, with some Scottish Highland Spring water. But it's been a pleasant drive so far. I've actually been listening to Chris Anderson narrating his book Free. A very interesting concept, as far as I've got anyway, I think up to about chapter 3. But I love the concept of this. I actually like listening to this kind of content on a long journey. Anderson's a good narrator. And in fact, one of the things that struck me is, I think, the author narrating his own book adds hugely to your perception of what the author's saying in terms of credibility, believability perhaps, thought-provokedness of it, but also the author. You kind of get to know him a bit, particularly when you sense, you know, he's reading a script. I mean, he's reading the book, obviously, but how he emphasizes certain words, how he stresses certain phrases, that kind of thing, you definitely get from the nuances in the voice tone. So I think it adds immensely to the value. I'm very glad it's him reading it, not somebody else. So I'm enjoying it, I must admit. I'm as far as I'm getting, I've got to at the moment, is the early days. He's talking about the history of Jell-O. I've just got to the bit where he's talking about, among other examples, Gillette razors. The notion of free in the world of atoms, and the differences between that and free in the world of bits, which is the world we're in now. One of the premises he talks about is the divide in generations. Anyone over 30 is suspicious of free, the concept of free as we now know it, and those under 30 are kind of duh, you know, they've grown up with it, the Google generations, he calls it. So I'm enjoying what I'm listening to so far. And terrific, the fact that Anderson has released his book in a range of different formats for free. If you want to buy the book, sure you can. Go to Amazon, you can buy the physical book. It's there on Scribd as a document. It's as I've got it, which is a zip file containing the chapters as MP3s, which I downloaded from his site. You can get them from audible.com. I mean, there's loads of ways you can get hold of his content. So I've got another 60 miles to go to Cardiff, and I'll listen to another couple of chapters, I expect. So it's on my iPhone. I'm listening to it with this rather nifty new FM transmitter I bought yesterday in Tesco, which broadcasts whatever the iPhone's playing to a spare frequency on the car radio and plays it out through the speakers. It's excellent. So so here I am at wherever I am on the M4, and back to my sandwich, and then I better press on.